Masechet Zevachim, Perek Yod Bet, Mishnah Bet. In the previous Mishnah, we said that a Kohen who has no share in the meat of the Ola also has no share in the skins as well. Now we'll talk about other rules when the Kohen does or does not get the skins. Mishnah says, Kol Shelo Zacha HaMizbeach BiPsara, Lo Zachu HaKohanim BeOra. If the Mizbeach has not acquired the meat, even for a moment, in other words, the Ola became invalid before the blood was thrown onto the Mizbeach, the Kohanim do not acquire these skins. How do we learn this out? Shnei Emar, like the Pasuk tells us, Olat Ish, that the Kohen receives the hide, or the skins, of a man's Ola offering. So we say, Ola she'alta le'ish. We say that only if the Ola counted for a man, if the offering became invalid before the blood was thrown, it does not count for the man, so the Kohanim do not get the skins as well. Ola she'nishhata she'lo lishma. But the Ola offering that was slaughtered not for its own sake, but for the sake of a different korban, was done inappropriately. Afa pi she'lo alta le'be'anim, Ora la'kohanim. Even though it does not count for the owner, for the fulfillment of his obligation, you have to have proper thoughts in mind in order for it to account for its owner, for his obligations. We still say, Ora la kohanim, the hide, the skins do go to the kohanim, because the offering, the korban that was given, was in olat ish. It was the ola of a certain man in a certain respect. It was a valid korban. Ehad olat ha'ish, ve'ehad olat ha'isha, orotehen ha'kohanim. Whether the ola was that of a man, or if the ola was that of a woman, these skins go to the kohanim. The fact that we call it ola ta'ish in the context of giving over the skins of the kohanim doesn't literally mean only a man's ola. Rather, it's also a woman's ola as well.